Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance, and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families have begun evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege that left the community in ruins. UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Tuesday was fired from a submarine. That missile flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this comes as U.S. and South Korea have been carrying out joint military exercises. Pyongyang sees that as a rehearsal for an attack on the North. Police in Bangladesh say that they have killed at least three Islamist extremists today, suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack at a Dhaka cafe filled with foreigners is being among those killed. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency has expressed some concern that the agreement between the European Union and Turkey to curb the flow of refugees into Europe could unravel. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says the UNHCR is following the situation closely. He tells VOA the agency cannot afford to be complacent and has to be prepared for any contingencies.
We don't see any other alternative. There is no plan B. So we are very worried that if this situation changes, we might see again the widespread suffering by people, deaths at sea, and so on.
Spindler accuses the EU of not living up to its commitments. Last September, he notes the EU agreed to relocate 160,000 refugees in Greece and Italy among 24 member countries. To date, he says, fewer than 4,000 asylum seekers have been relocated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Today is a day of mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Meantime, rescuers still trying to remain hopeful about finding survivors, but progress has slowed. Rescuer Rosanna D'Arienzo works with specially trained dogs to identify survivors and those who died in the quake.
They can find, let's say, the smell of people, both the alive one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something outside.
To check, more than 280 people died in the 6.2 magnitude quake. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who declared a state of emergency in the affected areas, has promised to rebuild the shattered towns and pledged an immediate $55 million in funds for relief and rebuilding. Some analysts are saying a decision by France's highest administrative court declaring the ban on burkinis illegal may stop more towns from prohibiting the full-body swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. But a battle continues between those who want to reaffirm the secular nature of French society and the country's Muslims. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban on burkinis. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has broadened its guidance on testing donated blood for the Zika virus, saying not such blood could be tested before. Previously, blood had only been tested in areas where Zika outbreaks have been spreading by mosquitoes. Get more on that story at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.